Yes, indeed. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day, everybody. Talking about practice on the way. Shout out to you for spending some of your evening with the nonsense it is we got going on around here. Also want to give a big, big shout out to our friends over at the Wildflower Century Ride hosted by Chico Bello on Sunday, April 30th, with 7 fully supported cycling routes. Early bird registration. Whoa, what happened there? What happened there? Early bird registration is now open until February 18th. Chico Bello will also be hosting Wildfest, a Saturday pre-ride party open to the public, including food trucks, cycling expo, and a beer garden. Food trucks, cycling, food trucks, and a beer garden. What else do you need in life in general? Details and registration at wildflowercentury.org. All ages, stages, and abilities welcome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time, y'all. TBP starts now.
Can I get an amen?
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
Oh man, that's right. We're back. Talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I'm your co-host, Jarrell Gilbert, alongside me, as always, co-creator of the show, partner in crime, Derek Isomaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
We got a resident degenerate. If you got it, then spend it, because you can't take this money with you. Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
And Statman Brad.
Yeah.
All right, Rudy's back. He's no longer ducking his bookie. Welcome back, sir.
No, he definitely still is. He's got a disguise on right now.
Yeah. I
think we should, from here on out, he's like either, he's got to go with Mario from here on out, right? It's a me, Mario. He's a plumber right now by trade, and he's trying to save a princess.
Yeah. I like the mustache,
thank
personally.
You. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying anything negative about it. I'm just saying.
I'm in full disguise mode
you,
right now.
As you should be.
Yeah.
You're trying to be putting out fires, but you're fixing leaks.
Ah! What?
I see you.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. It's like
staying
a
with the Mario bit.
Yeah.
No, I got it.
It's okay. You sounded confused.
It goes many ways. Okay. There's entendres of you there, every which way, people. I'm trying for it.
Hey, doing a good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, I went to Canada for a minute, Mexico for quite some time, and then, you know, my circle was starting to get smaller and smaller. I'm like, might as well just go home, because this is where the last place he's going to be looking, so I'm back.
Oh, that does make sense.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, the mustache works in both sides of the border.
Now it's cash from here on out, right? There's no credit cards. You put your credit cards in Mexico and Canada.
Yeah.
I like the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of got missed over, but
yeah. I thought it was
thank
fun.
You. I appreciate that. I just said the mustache works on both sides of the border. Yeah, you know?
Indeed it does.
It does, yeah.
The
yeah.
time indeed did pass.
Yeah. We can bury that one right now. Yeah, it deserves to be buried.
All right, let's get into the weekend that was Super Wild Card Weekend. I was complaining going into this weekend we didn't need this many teams in the wild card round. But hey,
you were wrong.
I was
going to say, I think you were wrong. Yeah,
we had a great weekend.
That was a great weekend of football right there. Woof.
Yeah. So I guess we got to start with the collapse in Jacksonville. Chargers up 27-0.
Oh, God, that was pathetic.
And end up losing.
I mean, this is where I wish I was a betting person, because if I was a betting person, I would have, second half, put all my money on Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the moment they scored that touchdown right before the half, I saw there was, like, a win percentage of, like, 88% for Chargers. I was like, that's wrong. Okay? And I was like, no, if I I wish I would, because I mean, I would have, you know, calmly maybe just said, I'm putting 100 on that if I was just the low key, didn't have much in it. But I was real, like, dude, I would have put at least 1,000 on that, because I had such, I had a feeling in my bones, like, we all felt it.
Yeah,
I think
we
all knew. If you're a fan of football, and if you're an unfortunate fan of the Chargers, you know the inevitable. You know the future. You have your crystal ball. You don't need to actually see it to actually see it, because we knew what was happening. And as awful as the start was for Jacksonville, it was actually the best way for them to get over that bad hump. You know, it was like all in one quarter, all in like the, you know, obviously Trevor Lawrence, he threw 4 interceptions, but you don't really remember how those came about. They all happened in the first half,
if not
mistaken, the first quarter.
Yep.
And then from there, it's like smooth sailing. The dude was pristine after that. But the fact that a team can't overcome a 5 turnover difference
in the playoffs,
it's wild.
It's baffling.
It is.
And it's got to be something to Brandon Staley, a head coach of the Chargers. You should hopefully and will take all the blame for this, because it was a pathetic excuse to have this team fall apart the way that it did in the second half.
Well, one thing that made no sense to me is they were trying to throw themselves out of the game. You're not necessarily needing to score more points in the second half. You need to eat the clock. And you have Austin Ekeler, and they've rushed a total of 13 times in that game.
Now, granted, they were being stopped on the rush. The rush was not quite working, but they weren't doing anything to try to supplement that or some quick
but
check.
But you also have to be willing to continue to
100%,
do it.
No doubt. They gave up on it.
Yeah.
They just
early,
gave
way
up
too
on
early
it
on
entirely,
it.
And I just... I don't understand that. So if you have anything to blame Staley on, it's that. And the bigger one was Michael Williams not being in that game yesterday.
I mean, week 18 is a sham.
You have nothing to play for. Win or lose, your seeding doesn't change. And you have the starters in the game, which is such a rookie mistake. I don't know. First of all, how did that get past the front office?
I mean, there's got to be some veteran on that team that's like, yo, coach, come on. Like, yo, we, like, rest this up right now. Some voice of reason there. It doesn't have to be a player. Hopefully there's coaches on there, too, saying it to him. I mean, I want to know what his thought process was in the decision and who made the starting lineup.
Or if anything, you treat it like a preseason, like you're getting reps.
Get him out right now, yeah.
You get him in for a series or two, stay sharp, you get out.
At that point in time, I just think that's counterintuitive, but like, yeah, there's no point for them to play whatsoever.
Yeah, and not one single person, like you mentioned earlier, to say, "Hey, dude, what the hell are we doing? We're playing everyone for no reason."
Well, that's what. Where's the accountability?
Yeah, the ownership, personal trainer, you know, the team staff. Not one damn person. Maybe they did, and Staley's like, "No, this is my team. We're going to play everyone. Who knows?"
I'm just saying. I feel like there's got to be an owner that would like run down from his box and be like, "What are we doing?"
Right.
Like, ow!
Dean Spanos, he's the most stubborn person in the league. Besides.
Now, this is obviously a franchise that is pretty much, it's the most pathetic franchise outside of Cleveland.
And Washington.
It's probably more so. It's more pathetic than Washington.
You think so?
Oh, 100%. Washington at least have had some success in the playoffs than they have Super Bowls.
You're right.
You know,
right,
while the Chargers,
right.
Granted, they're owned by
haven't won anything.
A callous, ridiculous man in Dan Snyder, but that's beside the point. Half these teams are owned by ridiculous men out there. Okay, it's the Chargers are just inept. They are, you know, ineptitude in form.
Yeah,
and it's unfortunate for Charger fans that you have to put up with this as your team. And I'm not trying to rag on them, but you gave it away. Like Jacksonville, shouts to you, Trevor Lawrence. I'm glad you're able to overcome 4 interceptions because, like, I don't know how you could, like, mentally. That seems like just what.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, you know what? I'm quitting.
Yeah,
like, this ain't my game. This is not my game. I'm out. Quit. You know, like, I'm like, all right, gone to the next opponent, which would have been next year.
And not only that, just getting on that plane, ride all the way from the East Coast all the way to the West Coast.
It's a lonely place for the Charger fans no matter where they go.
Yeah,
because there are no fans of them. Unfortunately.
I actually know a few. And
I do too.
I really felt for him. Matter of fact, shout out to our boy Jonah, who was bartending when we were watching the game. And he goes, if we blow this, I'm closing the bar at 8:30. We can't blow a 27-0 lead. And I was like, but you guys are the Chargers. That's what you do.
When I walked in after that game, I just went over there and directly gave him a hug. As someone who is a fan of teams that are awful and like to lose in heartbreaking fashion, I was right there with them. But they do it in a really special way.
Yeah.
Like, it's a Chargers.
Yeah.
It's a Charger thing. And it's unfortunate that they have such talent and have had such talent.
Oh, yeah.
And they have wasted it away. I mean, that one year they had the best offense and the best defense and didn't make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, when they...
Like, how is that? How is that humanly possible?
What year is that? I forgot what year. But yes, I know what you're talking about.
Yes. I want to say it was like, what?
This is a Philip Rivers.
Yeah, Philip Rivers year 12 LT. Or something like 13, something like that. But I remember that that's a fact that, like, they had the best offense and defense and failed to make the playoffs.
That seems impossible, saying it out
crazy.
Loud. Oh, man. Well, sorry for you guys, for you.
2010.
2010, there we go.
2010,
thank you.
That is the first team to do so since 1996 at that time. So,
well, who was the team?
Green Bay. Packers.
Nice.
And that just seems like an impossible stat.
To be number one in both and then still miss the playoffs?
Yes.
Yeah, that seems impossible to me.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy.
I mean, it just kind of goes to show you that there are bounces of the ball that just never go your way.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And there's something about that just you. But at the same point in time, teams that are that good, you would think would find a way to make those bounces go their way more often than not.
Well, speaking of a team that had the bounces go their way all season, the Vikings came in 11-0 in one-score games. They'll finish the season 11-1 and eliminated in the wild card weekend at home to Danny Dimes and the New York Giants. Is Danny Dimes good now?
Oh, yeah. He's been good.
My dude looks like he's about to be an investment banker. Like, my dude's walking into Wall Street with a briefcase in hand, and he is all business.
Oh, yeah, he's tall with that jawline, perfect jawline and everything. He does not look like an NFL football.
Like, he for sure looks like he is just like Matthew McConaughey's protege from Wolf of Wall Street. Like, he's for sure slamming absolute vodka martinis at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. and just to get through the day.
Just keep him coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great point. He does look like that.
He is 100% business, and he showed it on Sunday. That was a special performance by him against a pretty lousy Minnesota defense.
The defense has been suspect all season long. I know we like to make fun of Kirk Cousins around here, but it really wasn't Kirk Cousins. Now, that 4th-and-8, probably not the best place to go with
that's
that
Kirk
decision.
Cousins.
Yeah, that's
Kirk. That's Kirk Cousins.
I'm not even shocked that he did that.
But the defense is what really let him down yesterday and let him down all season. And now they're gone.
Bye-bye.
So I think we're all happy for that.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. But at the same point in time, like, they're actually, again, I feel for those fan base as well, because that is another fan base that, like, they
they're
have gone through
bitten.
The ringer as well.
Snake-bitten straight up. Yeah, it's tough, man.
Because they're not, like, a terribly run franchise either. It's just, like, they've had great teams. They put up consistent numbers for the most part.
Yeah.
They just don't have that over-the-hump ability.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, but I feel no remorse.
I mean, as obviously, Packers, division rival,
I feel no remorse.
Care.
Absolutely none.
Wisconsin, Minnesota, they're the friendliest of enemies.
Yeah. if we couldn't make it, I'm glad they got knocked out in the first round, which honestly, I expected it.
I mean, I think a lot of us. Yeah, that's another one that's another dog that I think a lot of people should have seen happening. Were they even actually. Were they favored
in
that game?
They weren't favored.
They were, Vikings were -3.
Okay.
So pretty much an even bet because the home team gets.
Yeah,
3 points.
It's at 3 automatic. So they weren't favored more than just that.
Yeah.
Just because it was pretty much a pick-em, essentially.
Yeah. And that line stayed the same the whole week. It didn't move at all.
Well, I mean, the Giants have been playing very well at the end of it all. And even after that whole week 18, they'd had their fourth stringers in, and they still did well.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I could see that being the type of play that the line wouldn't move just because I feel like there would be so many people that would bet on both sides. Because you have the casual bettors who just like, I'm showing up to the playoffs, I'm looking at the best records possible.
Yeah.
Oh, Minnesota, great record out there. Throw money on them right now. Then you have the people that are like, dude, I know this football. This
and,
team is
in
trash.
Reality, yeah. Daniel Jones and Saquon are out there running.
Dimes.
Yeah.
Never mind. Sorry. I thought you said something. You did say Daniel Jones.
He did.
Okay.
All right. AKA Danny Dimes.
Yes.
The Niners come back in the second half yesterday, absolutely shut Seattle down. I think that's kind of what we expected for the entire game.
Yeah.
And again, Brock Purdy plays pretty good.
Rock out with your Brock out, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, he's out there slinging it, man. He is not scared of anything.
Yeah, after coming off a, average to below average first half, he came out and balled out in the second half. And that's, I was telling Rudy on the way over, the thing I like about this kid so much is the way he responds to adversity.
the way he responds to throwing a pick, the way he extends plays. I don't think he does anything exceptionally well, but he makes really good decisions, especially for being really young. And I think it is a skill to overcome adversity, and he does it really, really well. And this Niners team is rolling right now. I'm not sure who I'd rather play. I think I'd rather play Dallas just because Tampa has Tom Brady.
Yeah. That's true. I mean,
I don't like betting against Tom Brady. So.
No one does. Anyone in the world knows not to bet against TB12, especially in the playoffs.
Got to end at some point. But at the same point in time, I like to say you're welcome for Christian McCaffrey, too.
Yeah.
I would say I think you should. If you do win, I feel like I got to get some piece of this pie.
Oh,
because as a Panther fan, we did our part and we shipped off the missing piece.
Oh yeah,
what could be the missing piece for you?
Well,
exactly.
You.
You're
welcome. I'm glad that our sorrow is much joy to you.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Bask in our tears, drink them wisely.
Because CMC's been out there running, boy. Yeah.
I mean, he is a legitimate force for you. He has allowed Kyle Shanahan to do pretty much anything he wants on that field. And it's switching players around. You had some awesome formations out there where you had Debo in the backfield. McCaffrey split out.
Yeah,
several times.
In the slot. And then you had, I want to say, Juszczyk was a tight end or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's just beautiful. I was able to just mix and match. And these players... This is a scary team. I think nobody would want to face them because you have that defense as well, and it showed up. Granted, Seattle came out swinging in that first half. They came out winning.
Yeah,
you know?
They did.
Shouts to DK Metcalf. That dude is a beast.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
All of us knew that DK was going to get his because he's just that player.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how many players that we put on him, but we were just playing the zone the whole game. It's like we need
at least... can throw on the Niners. That would be, if anything, that would be their downfall this season. Despite how great the defense has been, you can throw over the top on the Niners, mm-hmm. and it's been proven all year long. Even during this winning streak, if you look at the yards that some of these quarterbacks are getting.
Yeah, the Raiders, dude. Drop what? The only problem. 400 yards on us?
I will say, I'm going to prop you guys up because I feel like you guys have it set up properly because your line is going to get to the quarterback at some point in time.
Eventually, yeah.
And you can try to throw as much as you want, but if you can't run, you're not going to be able to win.
Exactly.
And you don't let people run on you.
Yep.
And that's such an important factor. Like, so sure, you're going to get burnt over the top, but if a team can't consistently do that.
Yeah, exactly.
You're accurate in that. And then on top of that, what we've seen all season with this Niners defense is teams kind of break down in the second half.
Exactly.
It gets old having to block Nick Bosa. It gets old having to block
get
Fred
beat
Warner.
Up, dude.
Yeah. Do you think that quarterback likes getting hit every single time pushed to the ground? No, he's like, get it out of my hands. Please, take it. I don't want it. So you are relentless in your attack. So that's why I said you eventually will get to the quarterback, and it's consistent in that factor. You guys have such talent in your front seven, eight, not all over the field. Like, you have levels. Mm-hmm. You have in each level, you have a guy that can do something. So you're welcome again for Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, yeah. CMC, baby. Not only him, Debo being back, too. Woo-wee. Mm-hmm. You can't piss off the wrong person, dude.
I am so glad we didn't give you Brian Burns, too, because that would have
been just unfair.
Oh, God.
So speaking of McCaffrey, can you guys think of anybody, whether it's in the past decade or in NFL history, best midseason trade?
Better than McCaffrey?
Better than McCaffrey, because I honestly can't think of
him. I don't think it was midseason. I think it was during the offseason. Randy Moss from the Raiders to the Pats.
That
but
was
I'm pretty
off-season
sure offseason.
Yeah. Yeah. Because 2013, the Colts had Trent Richardson, Garoppolo, but again, wasn't the greatest midseason that changed the whole entire dynamic of it all. Niners went 10-0 with McCaffrey.
I mean, the fact is,
Garoppolo offered some stability when we really needed it.
Yes, but it wasn't a whole change of culture, or not culture, but a change of the winning.
Sure.
It's the thing in football, it doesn't happen like it does in baseball or basketball, where trades happen on a consistent basis, where teams are like, oh, let's wheel and deal these people out of here. Because there's a lot more that goes into an NFL roster than just, I think, that wheeling and dealing that can happen in either one. Constructing the unity you need to have and that cohesion and what level you're bringing them into and what position and whatnot. There's just a lot more to so trades just don't happen that often.
Yeah.
And it's really only just based on necessity.
Yeah, just like last year when the Rams went for it with Von Miller and the receiver from the Giants.
Odell Beckham.
Or the Browns, yeah.
Yeah,
and they made a fat run.
I will say, the Rams have been notorious for making some. They did make some big trades.
Yeah, but
the season.
It's only been the past 2-3 years that we've seen these crazy, crazy trades in the league. So, yeah.
They got their one.
They did, but it doesn't matter because it's the Rams and they suck.
What CMC was able to do for this Niners offense, though, I don't think can be understated. And you have all these guys who our boy Will Tomasini put it perfect. Shanahan has a bunch of five-tool players. You can mix and match these guys all over the field. I think the only player at a skill position that is truly just very much a wide receiver is Ayuk and Jennings. Mm-hmm. Other than that, you're moving guys, you're splitting dudes out, you're putting them in the backfield, and it's fun to watch, and it's fun to it's been interesting. Are you? Do you think the Niners are going to get through no matter who it is?
Oh, 100%. Yes.
And the only
team I'm scared of are the Chiefs because of Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, and that's the second most complete team in my eyes behind us.
Mm-hmm. So, Jags, baby.
Jags. You never know.
Well, let's talk about that game because Buffalo will be playing the Jags this next weekend at home. And the thing I thought was so interesting is, one, shout out to the Dolphins. They played their asses off yesterday with the third-string QB.
Yeah, that was way too close.
But what I found kind of interesting is I felt like watching Josh Allen at times was kind of like watching James Harden, and he was playing hero ball a little bit, and I felt like he was forcing a lot of things, and it was just like, because I can, I will, right? And he wasn't rushing much in that game, and he was throwing a lot of 50-50 balls where it was like, man, Dawson Knox is coming, or is running wide open underneath, and I thought he took a lot of shots he didn't need to
too many shots, bro.
Yeah, which just kind of kept Miami in that game, and I thought they could have close the door on that had he not been playing hero ball. But that's kind of been the rap on Josh Allen. You take the good with the bad. He's gonna take shots. He's gonna throw 50-50 balls. And when they connect, it's a thing of beauty.
Massive. Yeah, but at the same time, what Derek was saying earlier, you can't win a game without running the ball.
Yeah,
and the Bills have no running game whatsoever, so they rely on.
Well, it is Josh Allen. Usually, right?
He's their leading rusher this year, which is crazy.
Right. He's got a howitzer. now I gotta be funny story. So opened up. This is obviously the opening day on Sunday, correct? This game, right? Yo, Sunday. And I turn on my TV and I get to my channels that I'm looking for and I find my football game. I'm like, all right, sweet, turn on my football game. But it was the Giants Minnesota, and I was like, I didn't realize which game was first. So I started watching this game, and I was like, this seems a little weird right now because initially it was like it's on NFL Network. Like, this doesn't seem like it would be on NFL Network right now.
Staggered.
And it was. Mark Schlereth speaking. I was like, there's no way they're bringing in Mark Schlereth to a playoff game right now. Like, zero chance.
Were you
like,
watching a regular season?
I was watching a regular season game that they were replaying of that matchup. So I was like about 5 minutes in, like, feeling like, dude, this is... And then I looked up and I was like, dude, there's a Fox Brock. No, this is not right. This is not right. But I was like, this is the matchup, though. Yeah. Giants, Minnesota. This obviously is the game.
Like, why is Eli Manning out there?
Man, they are desperate. But it really was like Mark Schlereth on the call. I was like, dude, there's zero chance they're bringing their A squad for the playoffs, man. Yeah. A's and B's only, you know?
Dudes,
and Schlereth, you're a C at best at this point in time when it comes to calling games.
Yeah.
You're lucky that everybody needs a broadcaster, you know? Slash. Every game does. So that was my moment. So I missed some good football from the Bills to start the game off.
Dolphins
but
game, yeah.
Again, shouts to the Dolphins. Wish once again you brought back the classic helmeted dolphin on your logo. It just looks naked out there.
Yeah,
it's that dolphin's going to go through some bad CTE without a helmet on. Okay, so think of the dolphins, think of safety out there, and put a helmet on that bad boy. Otherwise, keep on rocking because that was impressive.
Yeah, that was.
And again, like you said, Josh Allen did look like he was. He just looked like kind of like a frustrated child out there, you know, who's like used to always getting his way and wasn't.
Yeah.
And he was just throwing it out there. Like, nah. Like, I'm a stud out there. Then he went up against somebody that was actually feisty and they're fighting for something, you know?
Yep.
And they almost wasted not having DeMar Hamlin there, you know? Like, they almost wasted that. Because they need to bring him back next week. He's got to be in stadium for the next game. They need all the mojo they can get.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And some.
Yeah.
Because that game's not going to be. No. They're playing the Jags.
The Jags, yeah.
Bill
There's
Jags,
no
yeah,
easy
right.
dubs in the playoffs. Yeah. Or it's rare, right? Like, It's very rare. And now that we're getting into the divisional round, yeah, I just think that kind of football can kill you.
Bengals, Bills.
Oh, it's Bengals.
Oh, that's Bengals. Right. Yeah, you need them. Yeah. You need them desperately. Bengals. Yeah, you need them for that one. Yeah,
Chiefs,
yeah.
Jaguars.
That's my fault.
So with that game, have you guys heard, are they doing that at a neutral site?
I think that is a
Bills home game no matter what.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they went down to win percentage, and I do think that they just said for the number one seed is what got in question. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bengals fans, you didn't get it there.
Yeah, but you never know, because the Bills looked decent last night, but the Ravens should have won that game if it wasn't for that 99-yard. Yeah.
They're on the 2-yard line when Hundley fumbles the ball. 98-yard return, and that was the difference in the game.
Which was epic, because I had him at -2.5. I'm like, if they score this, I'm going to lose everything. But no, homie just came out of left field, socked that ball out of his hands, and did not stop, baby. That was beautiful to witness.
That's what you love. Again, playoff football
for those moments
great.
Like that. Yeah.
Oh my, playoff football is great, man. It really is. You sometimes just forget just how beautiful a thing it really is, but it is. It's special. It's great.
Oh yeah.
And we're gonna lose it soon. So it's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when things get real in my life. And I have to start dealing with them.
Oh, Sundays? No. What? What am I doing now?
Yeah. At least. Yeah.
I mean, I have my football.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But that only takes me till like 8 a.m., you know?
True. that's a good point.
Yeah.
And then, again, you have to deal with reality, not how I'm trying to spend my Sundays, you feel me? Let's stay with football and get to Rudy's picks.
I got to tell you, it's just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rudy.
I'm gambling again.
Whenever you're ready, bud.
All right. I was just enjoying the Kendrick. No. Keep it going, baby. Let's go. Another teaser weekend. Another great weekend of football. Let's get this money. I got a 3-team teaser. It would have been 4, but the Niners game isn't up yet because we don't know who we're playing. So I'm going to do another bet probably tomorrow or Wednesday, so we shall see. But for now, I got the Jaguars at +15.5. The New York Giants at +14.5, and the Bengals at +11.5. Those are all tied together. So it's, yes, I got.
Bengals are 11.5?
Well, when you tease them, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. My goodness, they're giving the Bills a lot of.
Give them to me one more time.
Jags,
15.5. Jags
+15.5. Giants +14.5. And the Bengals +11.5 or 12.5. I forgot what I got them at.
Okay.
So I'm going to drop that big. I'm going to drop on the Niners on the spread whenever that comes out. I think it's going to be a -6, -7. Doesn't matter if it's the Cowboys or Tampa Bay. But my play of the week, I think it's – I know. Sorry, I take that back. I know the Giants will win the game. I got the Giants money line +296.
Giants over the Eagles?
Yes, sir.
Watch. Fly, Eagles, fly. No more.
No more, baby. This is
Giants eat some Eagles.
This is where it ends, baby.
The ball, the Eagles
Giants are rolling. They got momentum on their way, on their side. And, yeah, it's game time. I got the Giants big, baby. Let's go.
I like it.
All right.
I like it. Yeah, I mean, the Eagles haven't had their starting quarterback Hurts in a while. And I think they might be vulnerable.
You never know.
You never know.
Yeah.
We'll see. And it's a divisional rival. Those games can always be really tough. So we'll see.
Yeah, it's going to be a close game.
But Philly is loaded on offense.
No, they are. Yeah, they have a good team, but they haven't really been tested this year. And the Giants are hot right now.
If they brought those black uniforms out with the
if they come out black,
it's a wrap.
I
pray they don't bring those beautiful jerseys out because those are dope.
You need a live bet that.
All right, I'm gonna hedge everything. This,
whatever,
yeah.
Philly, bring those back, please. Those are delicious.
Those are dope, though.
Oh my gosh, dude!
If Jacksonville brings out the all black too.
I like those better than
the Eagles, personally.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. No. Oh, I like the.
I just like the Jaguar.
The logo's
logo.
Dope.
Yeah. With all that whole black and
nice.
The teal.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Well, there we go. Yeah. There's some uniform talk for you.
Oh man. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, people powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills. and beyond. I want to thank you again for spending some of your evening with our ridiculous show. Much appreciated, especially if you're listening to us and not watching football, or if you're listening to us and have the game on mute as we do in studio right now. Shouts to you. We appreciate the dedication. We also appreciate the dedication of our friends at Friends of the Arts, your local state partner to the California Arts Council. Since 2001, Friends of the Arts has been creating economic opportunity by producing and supporting events and publishing a bi-monthly arts and culture newsletter. To stay in the know or have your event listed, visit friendsof.art. There you have it. There you have it. We still got to talk some soccer. We got listener questions on the way. We have your North State update in a girls basketball game that
that Brad can't wait to tell us.
Yeah, he is itching.
There is something I actually always appreciate about you, Brad. Well, it is awful about you, but at the same time, I appreciate it about you.
Yeah.
You get enthused by the most mundane things.
Hey, gotta have a little happiness in life.
No, it's not.
Touché!
To your negativity, yeah. I gotta find little mundane things.
But it's not. It's like a sporting event that we have zero interest in, but you have found a deep interest in.
What do you mean? This is Mr. North State Update. He does find this interesting.
But this is my livelihood. This is my.
It doesn't have to
home.
Be a team he's connected to.
Remember, we were at Beach Hut, and you're like, "Do you have any money on this game?" No,
never.
I just enjoy this.
You just enjoy.
I just
the fight.
Pick a team, and so I go for
he,
it.
He and he's for that, you know. Yeah.
So. Whether I hate him or whether I don't, whether it's neither my team, no horse in the race, I go for it. You know,
loyalty. Is, it's like he's either. He's,
I'm loyal to my teams, but at that point, doesn't matter.
He's loyal to the fight.
Yeah.
There you go.
I like sports.
Tell
me more, please.
Oh, Lord.
You know, kick the points, get the goals, field goals, you know.
All right, let's catch Footballs. People up on the news.
Yeah, thank you.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Now, those of you who listen on a regular basis, those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, you don't know, but those who do know, you know, my news is usually filled with dark and dreary. I find the happiness in there. That's for my happiness. It's not in Brad's joy.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah, see,
you.
There we go. See, yeah. Balance. Yin and yang, baby. That was bad. That was terrible. Wow, I missed. Oh, man. That was as wide as it gets right there, guys. That's as wide as it gets for the show. You missed the background. That being said, I usually bring the jury, the bad, the toxic, the disgusting, the vile. But today is not that day. Today is a fairly different day. And I bring you the joy that we all can get behind. Some kids.
So I don't know if we want to get behind that.
I think you can. Yes,
I do. 100%. And just the innocence and joyous that is kids. And while they're able to come together and just provide such inspiration for us all. And I take you here to Minnesota once again, where the town of Glen Lake Elementary had a little situation during recess time. Where there is a number of the students at the elementary that are physically disabled, where they are in wheelchairs. Now, recess time, great time for those of you who get out there and start stretching your legs, but when you can't stretch your legs, it's rather disheartening to see others doing it while you cannot. So the kids decided that's not fun, not for them. Even while they're playing, they see their friends sit on the sideline who are unable to play.
This is deep right now.
And decided, how do we get them involved? Now, one of their teachers in the fifth grade class decided to ask their teacher, what does it cost to get playground equipment that is inclusive for people in wheelchairs? And the teacher said it's going to be a lot of money, roughly $300,000. A minor fee for these kids as they banded together the entire school and over the next few months reached out all across the city, the county, from restaurants to businesses alike, private citizens and non, to get a little money. And what were they able to do? Raise that $300,000 to be able to get that all-encompassing playground equipment so that everyone at that elementary school is able to participate in this research.
That is really cool.
Such a cool story here. And it didn't stop there. They're not stopping. They're continuing to hound those businesses. They're continuing to hound the residents. And they want to get as many of these as possible for as many schools as possible that are having the same situation. So shouts to Glen Lake Elementary School for what you are doing out there, providing joy to those who might not feel it in certain times. So it's such a cool story. Oh, yeah. I saw it and I was very pulled my heartstrings.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Right?
Very rare.
You know?
That is rare, but at the same time, why don't these schools have this equipment already?
Touche. Touche. Put a lot of money into these cities and they do a lot of
There's plenty of money out there for this problem to be solved.
100%.
But
the kids shouldn't have to be doing this. They should not.
But
you know what? The kids realizing that bureaucracy, government is nothing but a sham. Yep. There you go. That's the true lesson right there. Stick it to the man. Do it on your own. You don't need them. We don't need them. Join the castle. No, don't. Make sure you're pushing your friends with you, though.
There it is. Yeah.
We had something in there.
But again, Glen Lake Elementary, this one's out to you for being such a cool group of kids.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. That's a really cool story.
And again, hey, better to take on all of us. These kids should have to do that. Step up, y'all.
They're elementary kids. Come on, dude.
But amazing. That's where the innocence is.
Yeah.
They see past our BS and our bales that we have put over our eyes already.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have that yet. So shouts to these kids and keep it going, y'all.
Well, it's cool because the concept is so simple. They saw their friends missing out. They recognized the problem. They figured out a solution.
Simple.
Yeah.
Problem solvers right there.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Once again. And I'm going to keep it short.
We should elect these kids.
Right? Dude, come on. Yeah,
these are the kids that we've been waiting for to be in office.
Dude, what if we legitimately just start turning into, like, you know, Lord of the Flies? let them do it. Let's see what happens.
Like, we haven't been doing a good job at this, clearly. Let's start voting. You can only run for president if you're between the ages of 6 and 12.
I like it.
Yeah, let's just see what happens.
Yeah, man, those kids have more common sense than these idiots that we have right now. So
I've met some pretty big 12-year-olds.
Yeah, that's true.
Looking at you, Little League World Series.
Those kids aren't 12. They're 16 saying they're 12.
Yeah, that's true. They have mustaches.
Yeah.
Those ones don't get really as excited. That's the news, y'all.
All right. You know what? I want to do something today. You've been so excited about your North State update. Let's switch up the agenda here, the rundown, and let's do the North State update now, or if you're ready.
Yeah.
So, you know, as to not rush you through it.
Sounds good to me.
He's got facts. He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update.
That is right. It's time for the North State Update. Let's go to the more dreary type of the or part of the segment. Let's go to college basketball. Men and women's, not too great right now. They split the weekend, both of them. Let's start with the men as they played Cal Poly Pomona at home. They actually got the victory there, 81-64. The second game, quite exciting. On Saturday, they played against Cal State San Bernardino. It was a triple overtime loss against the number 15 team in the country. It was tied after two halves going to the first quarter. Tied it with 7 points. Second overtime, 11, and unfortunately lost 10-6 in the third overtime. Final score, 109-105. Big game, and a lot of these guys are freshmen and sophomore. They're the star players for the Chico Wildcats. So it's going to be a great next few years for them. And again, number 15 team in the nation. They took them in a triple overtime. So
that's wild.
Big kudos to them. They got
question,
a lot.
What is the mascot for the San Bernardino? I just see a wolf.
The Wolves.
Is it Wolves? Okay, it's a wolf. Okay.
Or no, sorry, Coyotes. They're the Coyotes. It's the Sea Wolves for Sonoma.
I'm pretty sure that's where our boy J Pounds went to school.
San Bernardino?
Yeah.
You mean...
Did he really?
I think...
Like, I knew he lived down there. I didn't realize he went to school down there.
He went to Cal State San Bernardino?
I thought he went to Chico State. Wait.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's... he's to Chico State, my
man. He's literally in my class.
Yes, yeah. He's from San Bernardino, but
maybe
he
went
there.
To City College out there. I don't know. Maybe
sorry,
he got a nice little...
I don't know what happened.
I was like, wait a minute.
I was just like, San Bernardino, I know someone from there.
So they are 8-7 overall this season, but 6-4 in conference. And the women split again. Cal Poly Pomona, they took the loss 63-68, but came back around and beat Cal State San Bernardino 67-56. They are 10-6 overall this season and 6-4 in conference. They will be playing up next at this Thursday at Cal State University, Monterey Bay, and then at San Francisco State. So, big games coming up for them. Hopefully they can turn around and actually get a string of wins. But this is where I'm excited, because we have not seen all four teams for both PV and Chico doing this well. I'm going to start off with the boys basketball. Here we're going to start out at Chico High. They played against Enterprise on Tuesday and Red Bluff on Thursday. Chico High boys, they beat Enterprise 67-37. Came back, beat Red Bluff 75-48. Beatdowns in both games. It's been incredible to watch this team throughout the preseason and coming into regular season. It's going to be just a juggernaut of a matchup coming up Thursday when they play PV at home. But before they do, they'll be playing Tuesday the 17th against Foothill. So tomorrow, they're going to be away at Foothill, 7:30. Now going to Pleasant Valley. They played against Foothill on Tuesday. They beat them 58-53, and they came up and played Enterprise at home 58-54. They played a Saturday game against Lincoln out of Stockton, a non-league game, and they lost 57-55. But their next game on Tuesday is against Shasta. They are 9-10 overall, and that'll be at home, 7:30 start time. So, again, Thursday, if you want to go watch PV versus Chico, it'll be Thursday, 7:30 at Chico High. Now, this is actually where I am. My interest is at high-level peak, because I have not seen both the girls doing this well and scoring out of their gosh darn mind. Foothill, PV beat 61-39. Enterprise, 67-34. And they're going to be playing Chico High at home on Friday. Game time is at 7:30, but before that, they'll be playing a non-league game tonight against Linwood, and tomorrow they'll be playing Shasta in a league game away. Chico High, a little bit higher scoring. They beat Enterprise 71-30, and then they took on Red Bluff and beat them 76-47, and a non-league game tonight against Whitney. They'll be at home for that one, and again, Foothill on Tuesday before they play PV at PV. So it's incredible how well these two teams are doing. And for the boys, PV has been all defense and just really grinding out those games. Chico High been really putting up the numbers on that one. So it'll be fun to see how they interact. This is not their first rodeo for the boys. They played early on in the season in a tournament, and PV won 60-42. So we'll see how that goes in actual regular season. They have two more matchups from here.
Are you going to the game?
I will be trying to go on Thursday. If not, I'll be going to the second game for the boys. I should be going to the girls' game on Friday, though.
There you go. So, quality high school.
Yeah.
There you go. There you have it.
And that's my North State update.
Appreciate it, my friend. All right, let's get into a couple questions from our listeners here. I was hoping to have Erin on the show today. She was planning on making it, but she's in Mexico. And, you know, Mexico.
They got her.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is she ducking her bookie?
It's either that or ice. Either or, man. Oh, you never know.
They can't find me where they're trying to put me.
Is that why she went to Utah? She thought, get away from that.
How many Mexicans are in Utah? Probably just her.
Pretty much.
Population uno.
Probably the best place to go if you're trying to go.
Well, yeah, go hide.
Yeah.
Population Missouri, zero now.
Wisconsin, all the states up there. Oh, yeah.
Well, negative. She's got a white husband, so they obviously think she's got a green card now.
Oh, you found her where?
Oh, man. All right, this this first question comes in, might soon apply to No, I don't want to wish that on Brad. But Brad got a party this weekend. I did not. I was trying to connect dots here.
All right.
It was a stretch.
Here we go. What is this?
I'm off my game today, okay? I'm sorry.
That's my job. Knock it off.
Yeah, that's true. All right. What's up, TBP? I was listening to the show last night. Flipside and a listener was talking about trying to hook up with their neighbor. And Perry said, Do not do it in all caps. All right, so we had another question here. We had a lot of questions this week, and so one of the ones I did last night was, again, about someone wanting to hook up with their neighbor. And Perry's advice was just don't do that. Don't poop where you eat. I wanted to write you to say I cannot second that advice enough. Do not do it. Here's my situation that I could use some advice on. I started dating my neighbor a little over a year ago, and we dated for about 8 months. 3 months into our relationship, we decided to adopt a dog together. You can probably tell where this is headed. We are currently splitting custody of the dog. We trade off each week with the pup. It is a complete disaster, though. This woman is a real piece of work. She started dating someone new almost immediately after we broke up. Whenever I go to get this dog, the new guy is there. I don't really care that much. The guy seems like a nice enough dude, but there is an atmosphere of awkwardness every time I go over there. I asked if, when it is my week with the dog, if she would please just bring the boy over here. But she insists on me going over there, even though she lives right across the apartment complex. I think she thinks that I'm her every time I see her new dude, and really, I don't care. She was an awful time, and we made an awful decision to get a dog together. I really love the dog, though. I recently started seeing someone new myself, and I have told her about our situation. She volunteered to go get the dog and bring the dog back as a way to avoid the awkwardness for me. And I love the pettiness and the enthusiasm, but I really do not want to get someone else involved. What advice can you offer on how I can better deal with my ex in this pup exchange? Thanks, guys.
Take the dog and cut all ties. That's your dog now.
Who paid for the dog is my question, because that's under that person's name.
I was going to say, yeah, how much can we... I mean, it's kind of hard to cut ties if you live right across the street.
That's what I'm saying.
You know? Well, I mean, just so, like, this is my dog. You can't see the dog.
Yeah, yeah.
For the dog, it'd be tough. But.
Yeah. I mean, I think it might be something where, see, this is where it gets tough, right? I don't want to be the heartless one, but you might just have to cut ties with the dog.
Yeah.
And just let
her
have it. And be the guy, like, hey, whenever the dog sees it, gets super excited. Like, hey, you know, you'll still see it,
what's
obviously,
yeah.
But get your own, I guess. And don't do it with this new one you're with. Respect her and don't get a dog with her.
Right.
Okay.
Until
and respect yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Until it's like legitimate. Get it. Make it your own. And you know it's going to be tough because like no one. It's dogs are tough no matter what because you have that bond with that mm-hmm. dog.
Oh, 100%.
But you know no matter what you can replace it.
Yeah.
You know.
And I had the same situation like 8-9 years ago. We lived together. We got a little puppy together. We broke up after 3.5 years. And doing that whole split, you know, mom and dad situation for about 4 months. And we're like, dude, this is not working. And then I eventually said, you know what? I'm just going to keep the dog. And then if you ever want to see it, give me a call. And she never saw him.
Okay.
So there you go.
The dual custody of a dog just never works.
Yeah.
And so I think the quicker you can bow out, what I would do is I would try and call her bluff. And I would say, hey, I'm just going to get a puppy. This exchange just seems like a little bit much. You can go ahead and keep the boy, whatever. I'm just going to go get my own puppy. And see if she's like, maybe she's keeping this dog and doing all the things with the dog
just
to be petty.
Yeah,
that's
true.
And maybe she says, what? No, this is our dog. And at which point you could say it's either my dog or your dog. Your choice.
Yeah, there you go.
Completely agree with that. Yeah.
And then if she says it's mine, all right, it sucks.
There you go.
And if she says fine, take it, then you win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do think it's just, it's time to make that, draw that line in the sand.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's tough. But, I mean, you gotta, it's just not sustainable. It's not going to work out.
And again, there are plenty of other dogs at the Butte Humane Society that need some help.
Oh,
or not
right.
just
oh,
that
absolutely.
One, any other place out there.
Anywhere,
there's plenty
California,
of places out there that need a little, you know, every dog wants a little home.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like gnomes.
All right, I got another one here, and I had to read this one because being in Chico and being part of the restaurant industry, I think at least three of us in this room have ran into some level of a similar situation, so I'll stop. Explain and just start reading. Subject line of the email: accidental Eskimo bros. Yo, my dudes and lady. Lady's not here, but big fan. Been listening for the past 5 years. I actually ran into you all at Beach Hut Deli one day after the game, after the show, and you guys were shooting hoops on a Nerf hoop. Yep, that was us.
Dang, long time listener. Holy cow.
You guys were really funny, and I had good interaction with you all, so thank you for not being D-bags. I don't remember this at
all.
Do you guys remember?
No, I don't remember anybody recognizing us at Beach Hut at all.
Yeah, I don't remember this experience at all. But also, we're also drinking Hawks pretty heavily.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Shout out to you. The reason for my email is that I recently started dating this really cool girl. Amazing qualities that I don't need to go into detail about because I don't need to kiss her ass since she does not listen to the show.
Smart man.
My friend, however, does, so let's call my friend Mark. Mark set up a night out for a bunch of us core friends for NYE. That's New Year's Eve for you lames. I asked Mark if it was cool to add a plus one to the mix since I just started dating a girl and wanted to spend NYE with her. He agreed, and so we all met up at Mark's house hours before the event. When we walked in, Mark and my girlfriend did a bit of a double take. As I am sure you have figured out by the subject line in the email, Mark and my now girlfriend hooked up in the past. The night went on fine. It wasn't too weird, but I was fairly ignorant to the history between my girlfriend and Mark. I asked them if they knew each other, and they both brushed their history off with we went out a few times in the past. We ran in similar circles. It wasn't a big deal. As the night went on and the drinking continued, it started to bug me more and more, so I pressed my girlfriend about it. She denied anything happened at the time, said they just hung out a few times. Later in the night, however, after a few more drinks, I stepped out to smoke with Mark, at which point I told him, "Yo, just be honest with me. Did something happen between my girlfriend and you?" Mark sighed and told me they got really drunk together a couple of years back, and he went back to her house. He didn't add any additional details, but he did apologize, and he said he didn't say anything. He apologized that he didn't say something sooner. Okay. But he felt weird and didn't really know how to handle the situation. I then confronted my girlfriend about this, and she apologized too and said she didn't know what to do and she was caught off guard. Since that night, I can't stop thinking about it. I know it. I should be more mature about this. The fact is that I didn't know my girlfriend then. She obviously had no way of knowing that in a couple years' time we would be dating, and that at the time, Mark and I had any connection. From what both parties have said, it seems like it was just a drunken casual encounter, yet I still am having trouble getting over it. To make matters worse, I really like this girl, and Mark is one of my core friends that I have known for over 10 years now. I really don't want to break up with her, and I am not going to drop Mark out of my friend group, so I guess my question is, does time really heal all wounds? Do you think I should try and adjust this one more time to answer any questions I have the next time the three of us are out together? Should I become a priest, give up sex, and any possibility of getting married one day? Thanks, you guys do a killer show. All right, boys.
I will say Vina has a good vineyard of monks out there, so if that's the route you want to take, go make some wine.
Make your celibacy worth it.
If you're going to do it, make it worth it, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I would say no. Like, don't, I mean, ask the girlfriend once and just say, like, look, this bothers me, but, like, I want to just once and for all, and then end it there.
Well, what do you need to know?
What more do you want?
If it bothers you that much and you need either some sort of clarity, I don't know what questions he needs, but it's like,
I don't think it's going to help.
That's not
going to help. It's going to make it worse because he's going to know the details to a T.
You knew something happened. It's tough. Something's going to bug you, you're going to have to get over it.
Yeah, it's been, what, 2 years, you said?
Yeah.
You have to realize people do have their past.
And it's Chico.
Yeah. It's small when it comes to Chico.
You know, it is what it is. It sucks. Just move on, brother. You'll be fine. It seems like you're doing okay.
Don't let something like this be the reason you lose something like someone with a cool girl.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
You know, like, don't.
And your friend, too.
She's with you right now.
Yeah.
You know? They're not together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if it was just a drunken encounter, you've had them, too, I'm sure. So, like, who cares? You know what I mean? Like, I get where you're coming from. Like, you're having trouble getting over it. All I can say is you're going to have to get over it. Like, it's not as if this was done behind your back, you know. And if he's mature, you're mature. It's not like he's going to your other friends like, oh, guess what? Hooked up with so-and-so's girlfriend. Like,
that's
no one's going to be bragging about it. It's not cool. It's just like, yo, these things happen. And the sooner you can kind of let it go for yourself, the better.
That being said, if you can't let it go, you got to have to end it.
Yeah.
Don't be holding on to this because it's going to eat at you alive. So you have to let it go. If you can't, you have to break it off.
Yeah.
And actually more of a revealing some stuff, and I hope she's not listening. I actually have that situation with me, like one of my buddies who's going to be one of my groomsmen, like has done stuff with my girl way, but like 8 years ago. So it's like one of those things where it's like you can
stop.
You
stop.
I'm saying stop.
8 years ago. Stop, Brad.
No.
Stop.
Go on.
I'll mute myself, apparently. I'm just saying, like, time can heal. Like, if you
back
let
in
it.
High school.
Like, you can just. If you can get over it, great. Like, nothing's. I'm done, apparently.
Yeah. Finally put. Time helps, okay? Time helps.
Time helps.
Well, did time help you, Brad?
Yeah. Like,
okay, all right.
We talked about it. And we got over it. It was just a one conversation type of thing, and we just like, all right, cool. You guys, no feelings. Good, sweet. Moved on.
Okay, to your point, we will take you serious for a second. I think if you need to clarify on like the time frame or anything like that, okay, that's a conversation to have. But going beyond that, and like, you know, how many times or whatever, I would take them both at their word and just do my best to never think about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And like you said, Derek, if you can't help yourself,
you can't go
after
past
a few
that.
Weeks or a couple months and you can't get past it, you gotta drop her because it's not fair. It's not fair to either one of you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, like,
especially yourself, dude.
Yeah. And so I don't think
I mean to her too. It's not fair to either. It's both of you equally, because like she doesn't, again, it wasn't from our vantage point of this story right now, had no intention and was trying to hurt you in any way, shape, or form. It's just a happenstance world right there.
It
you
sounds
know?
Like they didn't even know each other.
Yes.
So at that point, like, yo, yeah, that sucks that it was your boy, but listen, I have a bunch of friends that are married, and friends of friends have hooked up with friends. You know what I mean? Like,
dude, yeah.
It happens.
Everyone has Eskimo bros.
It happens, you know? And, like, just be a man about it, brush it under the rug, and never speak about it again.
Amen. Yeah. Push it down.
Take it
keep
out
those
on
feelings
her 25
down.
Years from now.
Yeah.
You know, imprint this.
What else did you get with him? On your wedding day.
Right. Or just, you know, have this resentment that your kids pick up on, and then they become terrible people. Whatever, you know what I mean?
Pass it on.
Yeah, just bury
generation
this thing
to generation.
Deep. You know,
become innately part of you. You know,
I mean, there's plenty of things you could do to get over things in your life. If you know, you could look this up. You don't have to go to therapy; probably help. But you could look a lot of these things up on how to deal with something like this.
Mind over matter, man. Every time.
Again. Unless your mind can't get over the matter, then just drop her.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's that simple.
And Vine is only like 20 minutes away, so
go do the priest thing. That's also a good option. I didn't leave you any time for foot and mouth.
All good. It's all good.
Is there any highlights?
I mean, it was a big weekend.
It's already 6 weeks.
It was Derby weekend. I'll keep it simple right now. North London is red. Manchester is red. Wow. Chelsea one. Survived it somehow. Don't know how.
I don't know, dude.
They're in shambles right now. I'm scared beyond belief. We're going to get relegated. Everton is gone. I'm scared. My goodness. I don't want it to happen, but I can. It's. Oh, God.
How close are you guys?
We're in the bottom three.
Yeah.
We're actually in the second to last, and I think we're tied for in points for last place. We're just above on goal difference.
Dang.
So, bad news, Bears, because we lost to the team in last place. they got 3 points to tie with us. Yeah, bad news.
Oh,
it sucks.
Man.
It's blues for the blues.
Yes.
Right. Wow, very concise.
There
both blues.
Right.
Every
blue,
actually.
I'm sorry I didn't
all the
allow
blues.
You enough space.
And, oh, yeah, Liverpool, bad, too.
Liverpool is
I mean, you're not being relegated, but you're not where you're supposed
Chelsea
to be.
Chelsea and Liverpool play each other this
Chelsea
weekend.
Chelsea, Newcastle United for being in that top three. Arsenal, my goodness.
Arsenal's rolling,
baby.
Hand on the trophy right now.
Oh, yeah.
Hand on the trophy. This is amazing.
Yeah,
And I kind of hope for them to win it. I'm tired of seeing Man City up there and Liverpool.
Yeah, but again, once again, shouts to Man United for finding us
and
a great
Man
run.
U, yeah.
Yeah, Man U,
100%.
Manchester's red, North London is red, and Everton is just blue.
Everton, yeah.
We're blue all around.
It's sad. Yeah, I really, I think the whole world doesn't want to see Everton go down.
No. I mean, I especially don't.
No, yeah. But they've been in the league forever.
One of the longest standing tenures in the premier in the top flight of English football. Yeah.
Well, it's going to make the end of the season really exciting.
Very exciting, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll be pins and needles. I already was last season. I hated it. I hated last season. I don't